Dial Daily Bread, Book 1. Chapter 210. Abide in me, stay where I have put you. Personal assurance of salvation, it's serious, because you can waste a lot of psychic energy worrying about your eternal future. All kinds of personality disorders can develop because of this deep anxiety, making not only yourself miserable, but others closest to you. The Apostle John says, "These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life." Is that like knowing you have a certain amount of money in the bank? You feel better if you know it's there in your name. Obviously, God does not want us to fret and worry. On the other hand, He wants us to exercise common sense. The Bible does not teach the heresy of universalism. Clearly, some people, the number is as the sand of the sea, will not enter into eternal life. Christ will be forced to tell many, "Sorry, I never knew you." So, how do we walk this fine line? Several Bible principles may help us. 1. The only person in the Bible who has ever been guaranteed eternal life is Christ Himself. God says of Him, "Behold, my servant, my elect one in whom my soul delights. I lay in Zion the chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he who believes on him will by no means be put to shame." 2. All the rest of us are chosen in him, because his new role is that of last Adam, or second Adam. He is the new head of the human race. And just as the human race is naturally in Adam by birth, so now by faith we can individually ratify his election of us in him. 3. He wills that all men should be saved. You waste your time if you worry about whether he wants you to be saved. 4. His love is so strong, his persistence is so great as good shepherd that he will continue to assure you of his search for you as his lost sheep. 5. He claims you as his purchased possession, purchased with his blood. 6. He says that he has you in his hand. "My sheep hear my voice, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand." Assurance? Yes. 7. But let common sense kick in right here. If you cling stubbornly to unbelief, if you deliberately choose to rebel, you can jump out of his hand. So he says, "Abide in me, stay where I have put you by means of my great sacrifice for you."